Definitely my bedroom. I mean, I have part of my bedroom. I'm lucky in that I have a fairly large apartment in Montreal. Montreal still has large apartments. So it's, how would I draw it? It's kind of a double room. And this part is my office. So my desk is here, lots of bookshelves, my computer is here. Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of. Sometimes I feel a little bit in prison there, actually, because I'm a doctoral. I do most of my work at home, and even for the research projects I work on, we don't have a set office we can use, so we're often moving around a lot. I do interviews with people for that research project, and often there it's either in the person's home. Right now, we're interviewing bisexual women in Montreal around questions of HIV prevention. So a lot of times it means going to the women's houses. Sometimes it's at the university where the project is based, but it shifts. Like, we don't have one working space. Sometimes it's in cafes, and so on. And then in terms of my doctoral work and my artistic work, it's usually, yeah, either my bedroom or friends' houses. I think sometimes we'll meet at various friends' places. Around town, we've looked at trying to get a studio space, but that hasn't really happened. And Montreal winters are long, so often when I'm working hard, I find that I need to get out. So sometimes I go to cafes and things like that as well. So it's shifting a bit, but mainly centered there.
Okay, thank
Yeah,
you.
okay.
Can you write your name?
Oh, yeah.